I done to deserve such a fate? I realize I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
What's up? You're listening to They FM, and I'm CR. It's 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I've got a good show today, hopefully. We'll see.
I don't know how it happened. Was it always this way? And I just couldn't see it. Heart burning hot enough for the both of us. I never realized how much you were holding back. All the times I felt so plugged in, you were tuning out. I made a channel, a culture, a hologram, and a place.
How can we fight the
So, I'm CR. I will be honest, I did not come into this week as prepared as I usually do, or as I did last time for a radio show. But the show is They FM. That was my phone. The show is They FM. I share it with Josh. So if you listened last week, that was Josh. I am CR. I use any pronouns. I think it's hilarious that neither of us ever remember to say our pronouns, like because nobody's gonna be talking about this show anyways, so there's, you guys don't need to know, it's not gonna come up, but it's still funny that we keep forgetting. Let's see, new music in the past 2 weeks. There's new Lana Del Rey. I will not be playing any of it. Sorry if you were really hoping to hear Lana in this hour. It's not going to happen. Oh no, I just lost all my listeners. There were so many before, and now they're all gone. Now that I said that, everybody just... No. we do have new music from Really From, great Boston band, many times over Apple Jam alum. So I will play some of that. I've only listened to their album like once or twice, which means that I don't have a good sense of the different songs on it. And like I said, I came to the show underprepared, but I will be playing a song from that one. Besides that, we will see. I kind of have just queued up a bunch of music that I've been listening to lately. There's not much of a thread to it, but it'll be fun. For now, I'll also play some Kid Gulliver. That's another Boston band that I enjoy. One of the last shows I went to before quarantine started. So one of the last concerts that I have been to. Fond memories of that one. So yeah, this is I Like Your Hair by Kid Gulliver.
Thank you.
Trying to think of what's going on lately that I can talk about over the radio. I mean, it's midterm season. Happy spring break. I have not been playing super spring break-y music, and I don't plan to. But this is our spring break. I hope you guys are enjoying it. I went to the campus center earlier and got a cactus, and it's adorable. Tufts really played me like a fiddle with this whole spring break thing. Like, they gave me just a really cute small cactus and nothing to actually help me preserve my mental health. And I was like, sure, thanks for the cactus. So that's life lately. I feel bad. The course I TF for does have their midterm, like, today. Please be patient with your professors if they forgot to do the whole, like, fake spring break thing. I personally think it's so silly that administration did not give us any time off, and then after the fact had student senate run around asking professors to clear out their syllabi for this week. Like, it's not it's zero effort from this university once again, but, you know, yeah, a little silly that Tufts is just like, hey, professors, why don't you just shorten your syllabus by a week, because we want to have just the worst academic calendar imaginable this semester. That's where we're at. So that being said, happy spring break. Good luck on your midterms. If you're anything like me, you currently have midterms. Super cute, super good timing. Also just really, really fun that it's Friday off instead of Monday, so there's like literally not a single day off for me because my Fridays are already free. Oh well. Yesterday I listened to another WMFO show. We'll have to check out the schedule to see which one it was. It was really good. It was the Sunday, like, 2 p.m. show, so if that's you, good job yesterday. And they read the dried fruit PSA, which is one that I really like and had kind of forgotten about until I started hearing it. But it's a really fun one. Here goes. Are you looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried fig. Okay, this is my favorite part because it's just a list of fruits, and it's long. You ready? Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, dried raisins, cranberries, prunes, see, those are dried plums, come on, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack, .. That's the end of the PSA does end in an ellipsis, which is so, I've had forgotten just how good this one is, like, okay, let me finish it off. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I am an English major, and I really do want to just spend a couple minutes on, like, a close reading of this dried fruit PSA, because it is fun to hear over the radio, but what you guys aren't getting is just the visual experience of looking at this thing. It's, like, the top half of the page is, like, clip art of an apple, banana, pear, orange, and a bunch of grapes all standing together. And they all have eyes, and, like, the grape doesn't have the rest of the face, but, like, the top two grapes in the bunch each have an eye on them. And then there's, like, eyebrows floating over the grapes. And they're all of the fruits are smiling and, like, coyly looking up into the side of the viewer. So, like, the three on the right, the pear, orange, and the grapes are looking up into the left. And then the banana and apple are on the left and looking up into the right. So they're all, like, looking across me. The pear is in the center, and it says, eat me. And then the sign-off is that it's from all the fruits and nuts here, but I didn't mention nuts as part of the PSA, and nuts are definitely not a dried fruit. It feels like an afterthought. It feels like they tried to, like, add in some subliminal messaging that nuts are also good for you, which is true. This is just a really, really good ad, guys. I didn't know that dietary fiber fought cancer, and even though it is part of this PSA, I don't know that I buy it. I don't think that dietary fiber is going to give you cancer, but I don't know if I buy that it fights cancer. No, I really like dried fruits PSA. The moral is, like, eat some dried fruit. Like, it's really expensive, which I think is a lot of people's qualm with it, and not something that the PSA really addresses. But it's tasty, and it is healthier than a processed snack. So sure. Speaking of processed snacks, it is Easter season. It's Cadbury Mini Egg season. And like a week ago, I had to quarantine I got out of quarantine on Thursday. So for the week prior to that, I was quarantined. And I was tweeting a lot of, like, frustrated tweets about the things I was missing out on due to core. Oh my gosh, wait, Josh just texted me, prunes are different from plums. There are French prunes that are different from plums. Okay, touche, dried fruit PSA. Good to know. Oh. See, you learn something every single day. Yeah, but I was in quarantine, and I was, like, expressing my frustration about the thing. Like, I was sad that I missed out on both of the, like, big Preslon days, the first two warm days of the year when everybody was on Preslon. I was in core. But I mostly expressed my frustration by tweeting about how I was missing out on an entire week of Cadbury Mini Egg season. Because Cadbury Mini Eggs are the best seasonal candy by a long shot. No contest. There is no seasonal candy that comes even close to a Cadbury Mini Egg. And I love to just, like, go on my little walks to CVS, grab a little, nothing crazy, just like a little pocket size, like single serving size, walk home, eat my mini eggs. So if you follow my Twitter, that was, like, kind of my personality for a little bit. And my roommate at the end of quarantine bought what has got to be, like, 3 pounds of mini eggs for me, which was extremely sweet. And now I just have an ungodly amount of Cadbury mini eggs. So if you ever, I want to really double down on them being my personality. I want to start carrying just, like, a baggie of them. And then whenever I bump into somebody I know, just offer them a few mini eggs. I think that would be sweet. I think it'd be good, like, bonding for me and all my friends. Like, receiving snacks from people is always nice. Stay tuned. If you know me, maybe make a little more of an effort to bump into me, because I might have Cadbury mini eggs in my backpack when you do. We'll see. Here is that Really From track. It's called Quirk. I listened to it on the walkover. It's good. I don't know, like, I never listen closely enough to albums the first one or two times, so I don't know that this is my favorite song on the album, but I like it. I like the drama of this album. I think it's trumpet that the guy is playing. It's really beautiful. My story about Really From is in November 2019. I saw them at Once Somerville. May she rest in peace. It was a really good venue. It is also where I saw Kid Gulliver. But I saw Really From. Once was not a big venue at all. And so like a few minutes into the show, like, guy starts playing his trumpet for the first time, starting with just like a really shrill note, like beautiful but very loud, no build up, and he does point the trumpet directly into the microphone, which, mind you, a trumpet is its own microphone, and we again are not in a very big space, so I still don't own earplugs for wearing to concerts, and I really should buy them. That was the moment where I was like, I really should buy earplugs. It did, like, physically knock me backwards, the sound. But listening to their music where it can't hurt me, through my computer, through my phone, is really delightful. I hope you enjoy Really From. Listen to their music. Support Bostonians. And here you go.
Thank you. 32. The fault's not on them, it's never on. The blame, it runs deep in the cracks of your skin. You don't wanna fight, but you know it will win. My laugh's made like yours, callous at its core. I will inherit your idiosyncrasies, that's it. Thank you.
things get bad before they get worse. I don't want to become someone who can't live up to what I already done. Don't kill you just to figure it out. Well, it rains and pours and then it runs out. I was crying on the bathroom floor. And just when I thought I could take no more, well, here comes the comeback. The kid is back. He's back on track and there goes my hero. He's the underdog. He's coming out on top. And come on. Hey, come on back.
That's my dog.
It was a dog with a trailer park. She went whistling.
We're the only ones.
So I ended up actually playing some pretty upbeat music this time. Look at me go. So there's your spring break energy, I suppose. Hopefully next time I'll have more new music for you guys. Perhaps I will have music that would have been new for this show that I just hadn't caught up on before coming in today. A while back I did play Tried to Tell You by The Weather Station, which is new. Bad with Time is new-ish. It came out in February. But other than that, this is all just stuff off my old playlist that I was craving in the moment. Tegan and Sarah, great. A good spring break energy. My cute story about that is I like really miss my housemates from last semester, and I got on a kick where like every single day I would listen to Tegan and Sarah, specifically Closer, Drove Me Wild, and Boyfriend, and then I would like mix it in with other songs, so like often blend it with Taylor Swift. And one day I could not find my phone and it was time to shower, and I was sad that I was not gonna be able to listen to my Tegan and Sarah in the shower. And then my housemates surprised me by standing outside of the door to the bathroom and singing Closer. And it was very cute. It's also very funny because they did not know the lyrics, so it didn't last super long, but it's the thought that counts. Yeah, I mean, show's almost over. I'll play a couple more songs. I'll sign off, the usual, but have a great spring break week. What is Tufts calling it? Like the staycation week? As in like staycation would have made sense if they had taken off of our class. What's frustrating about it is that Tufts does have the infrastructure to make sure that people don't travel because they have the whole like testing system. Like they know that we're all on campus twice a week, every week, because we get tested and we have to go swipe our ID and then have our photo matched, you know? So like a staycation would have been if they had still given us classes off and then just been like, you have to swipe your ID every day of spring break. That would have been like a drag, but super understandable. And it would have been a real staycation. But you know, we're here. Enjoy your quote unquote staycation week. Yeah. And I'll sign off in a second. For now, here's more music.
We know it will from time to time.
Yeah, I'm CR. Let's see, there's a new Observer issue out today, so if you're here at Tufts, pick it up. They did an article about the Tufts Broccoli Instagram account, which I am probably going to read because I've been really enjoying the number of food creation and food review accounts on this campus. I also love following people's art accounts, like on Instagram, because then it's like, Instagram is, if people post a lot of something, it's very manageable. It's not like Twitter, where if somebody starts tweeting too much, it like takes over your whole feed, you know? So I'm enjoying all the art. Like, my Instagram feed is a lot of like nice Tufts art and Tufts food reviews. It's been a lot of fun. So I don't work on the Observer. I don't have super strong feelings about the Observer, but there's your plug for it. They do have an issue. But I mean, yeah, this has been They FM. I'm CR. I use any pronouns, which gives you like infinite ways to tell your friends about our show. I will not be using any neo pronouns to refer to myself in the foreseeable future, but you can. That's fine. Like, any pronouns are good. I think everybody and their mother is talking about neo pronouns, and I think it's interesting. I think, like, just, I'm really interested in the premise of pronouns as something that you try on because you think that they're cute and fun. That, for a lot of people, is their qualm with neo pronouns. That's not my qualm with neo pronouns. The only reason for that to be a qualm is because you're overly worried about cis people's feelings about whether your pronouns are real or valid. And, like, I don't super care if cis people think that neo pronouns are real and valid. My only qualm with them is that I think they're a little, they always come off sounding goofy. But that's because they're new. So, do your thing. Tell, just the moral is just tell people about our show. Because I want people to listen and I want people to call in. Like, anytime somebody calls in, it's because I texted them and asked them to, but it'd be super fun if people just started, like, calling me to talk about new music that they'd heard and request songs, or just to tell me that my show is not good and I should stop talking and play more music. I think that if anybody called me, it would probably be to say that. Yeah. No, have a great rest of your Monday. If you're in Comp 15, good luck on your midterm. And we'll catch you later. This has been another week of They FM on 91.5 WMFO. I'm CR. Next week you will have Josh back, the superior host, the one who doesn't talk for like 10, 15 minutes at a stretch about the dried fruits PSA. That one. He's amazing, and he will be doing the show same time next week. Love you all. Catch you later. Bye.